Have you invested in United States savings bonds this week?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Kenny Delmar, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our guest star for this program is Phil Baker, famous stage comedian and radio quizmaster. Here's music by the Savings Bonders and the Savings Bonds Orchestra under the direction of Dennis Agay. They'd like you to meet a little gal called Rosalie.
Sacred bar, he sang a serenade.
I think, I suppose, it's late, heaven knows. It blows and it slows, but anyway, here goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the man who made the $64 question famous, Phil Baker.
Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Phil. How'd you like that build-up?
Yes.
It's nice to have you with us, Phil.
Nice to be here, Kenny. And now what can I do for you? Well, I've already bought my saving bonds this week.
Well, Phil, I know that many people who've heard your show week after week must often wonder what it's like to be a quiz master. You know, you must ask hundreds of questions. How do you acquire all that information?
School, training, study, and having the cards with the answers in front of me.
Oh, I see.
And it isn't worth all that.
And each Sunday finds you hard at work with your contestants, huh?
It's not work. Sunday is my day of rest.
How do you mean?
Well, that's the one day of the week I ask the questions. The rest of the week I have to answer my wife's.
Well, I thought that you took a busman's holiday and went on other quiz shows. You know, you could sure win a lot of money and prizes.
That's true, Kenny. You can win pencils, stoves, vacuum cleaners, clothes, furniture, automobiles, plumbing supplies. A friend of mine who was unemployed did it a few years ago. He's done pretty well with the stuff he collected.
Yeah, what's your friend's name?
Gimbel.
You mean that he was able to open a big department store with the things he won at quiz shows?
Yeah, he brought along a friend to help him carry the stuff home. His friend kept a few things and opened a place across the street. Macy's. Those quiz shows certainly pay off, Kenny. Everything going out, nothing coming in. Doesn't seem quite fair somehow.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
It's pretty one-sided. I've thought of an idea for a new type of quiz show, but I suppose it's too novel for radio.
Oh, not for this program, Phil. We welcome novelty. Now, what's this new quiz show like?
I'll show you, Kenny. You make with the commercials.
Commercials?
Certainly. You wouldn't want us to go on sustaining.
Oh, okay, here goes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We now bring you Let's Have It, sponsored by Squeeba's Sandy Soap, the soap that peels the hide off you each morning and starts you off with a new layer of skin. Just hear what Miss Alma Backsweep has to say about Squeeba's Sandy Soap.
Before I began using Squeeba's, I was the most unpopular girl in Cleveland. Now I am no longer the most unpopular girl in Cleveland. I have moved to Toledo.
And now hear what Moe's Side Saddle has to say.
I first used Squeeba Sandy Soap 20 years ago. And by George, I'm going to use it again one of these days.
Yes, indeed. That's what people think of Squeeba's Sandy Soap. Send us a stamped, self-addressed envelope, and we'll tell you what we think of the people who use Squeeba's Sandy Soap. And now, let's have it with Phil Baker.
All right, here's our first contestant. What's your name, please?
Kenny, yes. I can't think of my last name.
Never mind, we'll get it off your bank book.
I got it right on the tip of my tongue.
I wanted to spit it out. Now, look, let's get going. We're wasting time. Where are you from, Kenny?
Boston.
Then what are you doing in New York? Don't you know it's crowded? You don't see me hanging around Boston, do you? Complicating the traffic problem?
Yeah, well, you see, my wife and I have been married for 25 years, and...
Oh, well, then it's time you got away from her for a while. Now, Kenny, you're familiar with the program, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I listen to it every Thursday night.
Then you must have very poor reception. We broadcast it on Sunday night.
Oh. Yeah, well,
Sunday, that's what you mean, isn't it?
Yeah, I meant, see, my family and I on Thursday, we always listen to it.
Really, my dear fellow, we haven't time to discuss your sordid family affairs. Since you're familiar with the program, let's get started. Your first question. What was the population of Bridgeport, Connecticut in 1940?
Would you repeat that, please?
Certainly not. We haven't got all night here, you know.
Well, I'm afraid I didn't hear the question.
Take a guess.
Would that be Robert Louis Stevenson?
The answer is 147,121, but you were close. Do you have a refrigerator, Kenny?
Yes, I have.
Our truck will stop by in the morning to pick it up. It is now the property of George Scriber, manufacturer of Scriber Sandy Soap. Ladies, you don't need a washing machine when you use Scriber's. Just throw a cake into your wash tub. Its dynamic action will whisk the clothes about until every particle of dirt is removed. Then we'll automatically rinse them, wring them out, and hang them on the line. And now, Kenny, your next question. What was the Framazan portus of the bipartisan Frabble tram box? No coaching, please.
Well, let's see now. We had that in school, hey. Just a minute. Was it 147,121?
No. By a curious coincidence, it was Robert Louis Stevenson. Now, Kenny, you owe George Scriber a complete wardrobe, a 2 weeks vacation in the Canadian Rockies, a gas range, a mink coat, a diamond ring, and cash. The amount we find entered in your bank book, which you checked at the door. It's certainly been nice to have you with us.
Mr. Baker, I'd like to...
You've had your turn, Kenny. Now give someone else a chance. Ladies, you can do without mink coats and diamond rings, but you can't do without Scriber's sandy soap. When you spell Scriber's backwards, you're just making a fool of yourself. So why not begin today? Rush out now to your...
Mr. Baker, I...
Now what is it, Kenny?
Well, I just thought of my last name.
Yes, what is it?
Delmar.
Excellent. That's worth $4, and here you are. Aren't you lucky? That $4 will get you back to Boston.
Phil Baker, I don't really think we'll ever hear that type of quiz program on the air, but it was an entertaining thought. And now, the Savings Bonders and the Savings Bonds Orchestra in the Song of the Open Road.
What in the world could be so sweet as the thundering clamor of horses' feet and the song of the open road? Thank you.
travel and sing my song. On the road, along the road, the song of the open road.
Kenny, we've had a lot of fun with phony questions and phony answers. But now I'd like to ask you a couple of honest-to-goodness $64 questions about an important subject, savings bonds.
Well, go ahead, Phil. That's my favorite topic.
Well, first, Kenny, why should people buy United States savings bonds?
Well, that's an easy one, Phil. First of all, United States savings bonds return $4 for every $3 invested in just 10 years. Secondly, there's no safer investment than U.S. savings bonds. And thirdly, it's the easiest, most convenient way to save money.
Easy, Kenny?
Yeah, of course, Phil. And with the payroll savings plan, where you work, you can put a certain amount away each week with no bother at all. And you know, that's one investment that's guaranteed by the government.
Those are the right answers, Kenny. Friends, buy bonds to provide future security and happiness for you and your family. They're your investment in America.
Delmar, signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Guest Star is produced and transcribed in New York. I'd like to thank Phil Baker for being with us. And till next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a goodbye. Goodbye, that is.